Hi, this is Steve Hall. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. For those of you who followed our Veritas project through the years, you know that one of the primary objectives of Veritas has been to help young adults especially, but actually all of us, we all need this, know how to give an answer to anyone who asks us a reason for the hope that's in us. 1 Peter 3:15, you remember that verse. So one of our major goals has been for young adults to be equipped to share the evidence that God has seen fit to leave us that enables us to know why we believe what we believe is true. But I would like to suggest that as secularism continues to advance in our Western culture, that more and more Veritas needs to be a very important feature in our efforts to fulfill the Great Commission, to do the work of evangelism. When I was young, some of you can remember this kind of thing, if I pointed out to someone something that the Bible said, almost no one would question the statement. Not around me, anyway. Virtually everyone in my personal world recognized that the Bible is God's Word, and God always speaks the truth. There just wasn't a question about it. But today, thanks to the secularizing influence of many parts of our culture, and of course I'm talking about schools, I'm talking about news media, I'm talking about entertainment, I'm talking about many of our politicians, a lot of secularism there, more and more people are doubting that the Bible can really be trusted at all. Well, it turns out that God has seen fit to leave us a great deal of evidence that can be shared with others, evidence that points us to the truth about himself and the truth about his word. And it's the kind of evidence that will definitely get the attention of at least many secularists and might help them take the Bible a little more seriously than they're taking it right now. Unfortunately, many, many Christians have not yet equipped themselves to share this evidence. And so what many of us do is we miss opportunities to help others find God's truth, to be effective evangelists. Of course, the Bible teaches that God himself in the person of the Holy Spirit is the one who draws people to himself. God is the one who grants us repentance. God's the one who grants us faith. God is the one who takes us out of the kingdom of Satan and places us into his kingdom, into his family. But of course, God has chosen to use us to share the gospel with others. He commands us to do that, right? Hopefully in effective ways. So sometimes he draws people to himself because a Christian friend demonstrates the love of Christ on a personal level, and it leads to someone coming into the kingdom of God. Sometimes he draws people to himself after a presentation of the gospel, maybe in a VBS service, or maybe in a revival service, or maybe after a morning worship service. Sometimes he draws people to himself after a one-on-one presentation of the gospel. But more and more in our secularized culture, he's drawing people to himself after a presentation of the gospel that includes the sharing of evidence that what we believe really is true. Actually, God gives us a model in the book of Acts. You remember when Paul spoke in the synagogues, which he normally always tried to do first, he would start with truth from the Old Testament, which of course his hearers would quickly recognize and accept. And then he would try to show how those Old Testament scriptures pointed to Christ. Sometimes they responded positively to that and became Christians, other times they didn't. But when he spoke to the Athenians, he knew they wouldn't accept the teaching of the Old Testament, so he didn't start there. He started with evidence for the Creator God. And he started with their own recognition that there really must be some unknown God out there who was behind many of the blessings they were enjoying. And again, some wanted to hear more, others didn't. But the point I'm trying to make here is that many people that we want to share the gospel with today are really more like the Athenians than they are the Jews in their synagogues. But God's graciously left us with lots of evidence. Evidence for the resurrection of Christ. Evidence from archaeology. Evidence from fulfilled prophecy. Evidence from early church history. Evidence from manuscripts. Evidence from science. For example, molecular biology and the second law of thermodynamics. Lots of powerful evidence to point us to himself. And we need to be familiar with these evidences at least enough to help skeptics who might be seriously willing to consider the truth if they just knew the evidence that God has so graciously left us. In recent years, when I find myself with a little conversation time with a stranger, I will often ask him or her, "Do you happen to be a Christian?" Now, I know when I ask that question that many people who say yes, and it seems like many, many people do say yes, may mean something by the word Christian very different from what I mean by the word Christian. But I'll get back to that. I still say, "Well, I have something I'd like to ask you to help me pray about. May I take just a minute or two to share it with you?" And if they give me permission, I'll begin to share some of the reasons why I think it's important for us to be able to obey 1 Peter 3:15. And the conversation goes from there. And I think in many cases, people who identify themselves as Christians, who may or may not really be Christians, may be kind of surprised, maybe pleasantly surprised, to learn that God's left so much evidence. And if they happen to be Christian in name only, God may use that conversation to help them have a genuine encounter with the truth about himself and about his word. And before I leave the conversation, I'll usually give them a card with my phone number on it, encourage them to call me or text me, and I've got a link there where they can learn more online if they want to do that. If they say, "No, I'm not a Christian," I'll say, "Well, I'm working on something that I think you might be interested in." And if they give me permission, I'll go ahead and share a little bit about Veritas and some of the evidence that God's left for us and how I'm trying to study these things. And after some conversation, if they seem open, I might encourage them to commit their lives to Christ. If they don't seem ready for that again, I just give them a card and have my phone number on there and a link. They can study some more and maybe just plant some seed. I've noticed also that YouTube has more and more testimonies of people who've come to Christ after someone shared the evidence for the reality of God, evidence for the trustworthiness of Scriptures, evidence for the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. I have links to a few of those testimonies on our web pages. You can check those out if you'd like. And I'd be happy to share some of this evidence that I'm talking about with your church or your class or your small group. I share it in the form of PowerPoint slide presentations. If you're interested at all in checking it out, go to my website, aboundingjoy.com. That's aboundingjoy, aboundingjoy.com. And if you'll just scroll down, you'll find a link for information about the live Veritas presentations. And you'll find there are some ways to get in touch with me. And I'd be happy to work out a way to share one or more of these presentations with your church or your group if it's at all possible. It may not be possible, but if it's possible, I'd be glad to share. I don't charge for the presentations. And if you'd rather just right now send me a text or give me a call before you even check out the web pages, that works too. I'll be glad to talk with you about it. My cell phone number is 423-261-5562. That's 423-261-5562. We just need to be keenly aware that there are many wonderful, sweet, but very secularized people out there who need to know how we know that what we believe is true. And I'm asking you right now, help me make sure that more and more of us believers are getting equipped so we can tell them. So let's ask God to help us do that. Father, we know that we are living in a world that's rapidly becoming more and more secularized. And we know out there in the midst of all that secularization, there are many, many sweet people. And they need to hear the gospel. They need to hear the good news about Jesus. And we also know that many of them just refuse to listen because they've convinced themselves it cannot really be true. But we want to thank you for seeing fit to leave us all this incredible evidence that you've left us, that you really are here, and that your word can be trusted, and that Jesus really did rise from the dead. So would you help us all to just be more committed to learning what that evidence is, and help us to be more committed to becoming better equipped to share it with others as you give us opportunity. So we pray you would use us and use this evidence that you've given us to do what only you can do. Lord, we know we can't argue people into your kingdom. We'd never try to do that. But as people seem willing to listen to the truth, help us to share it well so that you can reach down into their hearts in the person of your Holy Spirit and just draw them to yourself and grant them repentance and faith. And we pray that many, many people would come into the kingdom as we share the truth you've given us with them for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.